This is Eye Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two Dub V grads talking Dub V football. Currently sitting here live at the pub. Boop, how you doing?
Good. Enjoying the fall.
How was your yesterday? Lots of football?
Enough football.
Me too. Mine started a little later than normal. I worked some of the day. So first quarter of the West Virginia game, I pretty much had like a radio broadcast live going in my earphones.
It's a good way to watch it once in a while.
It's different. I mean, it's definitely not watching it on a nice TV. So.
You get to hear everything the broadcasters say.
I guess. I was a little worried about it. I mean, it's TCU. They're usually good. The first game of the season, they played Ohio State. Awesome. They looked fast. They're struggling now. It's kind of one of those things you don't know what you're going to get from TCU. So, a little worrisome.
Their offense is kind of like Kansas State's to me. It's a little weird. A little RPO heavy.
I always feel like TCU is more explosive than Kansas State.
Oh, absolutely. But they have, you know, better athletes. They played a little bit differently with us. And they were all whites. And
yeah. Well, anyway, let's go into the uni check. What'd you think with our Navy Blues?
Loved them.
Yeah?
I know you don't like the black sleeves.
It could be yellow. It could be navy blue to match. But black, it's okay.
Well, the collar's black. Right. And the face mask is black, if you don't notice. So it's all kind of matching. But I love the full, long blue everywhere. The blue and the black.
I mean, we look good. I like the unis. I don't necessarily have a
high blue socks, black socks.
I saw the blue spats. They had blue tape on their cleats.
I thought we looked good. I wasn't a big fan of TCU's.
TCU's all whites again? You're not a fan?
No, not a big fan.
I like they have some uniforms that are cool, like cool helmets.
I thought they have better stuff to throw out there. They have a nice color scheme.
Yeah, like they just simple whites, huh?
Yeah, and even like just the helmet, like, yeah, they looked cold in their whites, if that's helpful.
It looked cold there.
It was.
Even the broadcasters were talking about how cold it was in Morgantown. So I'm assuming it was freezing, and coming out of Texas, that's good for us in Morgantown.
Well, one of them was wearing his jacket and gloves. DeMarco Murray was not. He was wearing a suit. He was all right, but yeah.
All right, Boop. Do you have musket shots for today?
I do. CCU? I do.
All right. Well, hit us with them.
Take advantage of the cold weather, windy day in Morgantown that we just talked about. It's a nice fall day. Get the run game going. Weather's key. It's windy. It's cold. This is the time of year to get that run game going, and we got awesome running backs to take advantage of. Don't sleep on TCU and their RPO. But we got to contain Rager, their wide receiver. He is their key component on offense. They feed him the ball. We can contain him. We should win the game.
All right, well, let's get into the game. like I said previously, the game started out a little slow. I was a little nervous. Like I said, I was listening to it through headphones. And even we were down, 3-0, I think, in the first quarter. And it was slow. We missed a bunch of opportunities. We just weren't really clicking. It was kind of annoying but I was never worried at that point. Like, I was just like, we're still in it. We're explosive. I wasn't concerned at 3-0 in the first quarter.
No, it wasn't like Iowa State where, like, they were taking advantage and scoring and we weren't.
It's
like,
oh, no, they weren't doing anything.
TCU was playing TCU football. They play very good defense. They don't let a lot of yards go. And first quarter, they pretty much owned us, but they only put up three.
I have one random note from the first quarter besides 3-0. It's David Long is an animal.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's a beast. He's a man.
He's a mod. He had three sacks. He was all over the place. Our defense played awesome.
Yes.
After the Texas game, I think they were a little beat up and angry that they just let Texas go everywhere, that they were coming to get him. It was awesome. They were hitting. I mean, even if they weren't in there, they were blitzing. They were in there. They were causing things to go on.
I mean, one of my concerns going into the season was how would our defense be? We've had struggling defenses in the past, and I can't say we're a great elite defense right now. We're playing better. I think we're a really good defense, and that's really good to have in the Big 12.
No, we have a lot of guys with skills back there, and we've now got them all in the places they need to be, and we get a rhythm on defense, and yeah, they were playing really well today. And as the season went on, I mean, the Texas game was in Texas. And, you know, bend don't break. They did what they were supposed to do in the second half. But this game, our defense came to play at home.
Announcers on TV said something. This was the first time all season West Virginia hasn't scored in the first quarter.
That's
awesome.
I mean, TCU played their game. And we punted. TCU got a field goal.
We have a field goal.
Yeah, we did get a field
goal. We tied it up 3-3.
I guess it would have been first quarter. Yeah, we drove the field and got a field goal there in the very beginning of the second quarter.
Our punting game, which was borderline awesome. And when I say borderline, I mean the punter did his job, and Sills was down there for that one punt. I thought he stopped it at the 1 yard line, but they gave it to him at the 20, like he touched it back. But then on the next punt, or one of the next few punts, Sills did it again to stop him at the 1 yard line. TCU's field position, I feel like the entire first half was garbage. It started inside like their 15 yard line, and they would have to go 90-95 to score touchdowns. We just had the field position. We were awesome.
Yeah, it seemed like they were pinned down there a lot.
A lot.
To drive 90 yards. But I felt like the sun, and I can talk about this later, it looked like the sun was affecting everybody. Like, they were having trouble actually fielding the ball, and the wind was catching the ball shorter than I think what people wanted, or was taking it further. And it was hard to, like, judge it.
Sills drops was sun-related.
That's what it looked like. A couple of them, like, we talked about, like, Sills dropped a couple TDs, and, you know, it looked like he was, when he's looking back for the ball, that the sun is just, it's just gleaming over the stadium that you could not see. And between that and the wind, that can affect the ball in the air. But it seemed like a punt return, kick return game, TCU had all kinds of issues, and they kept being inside their own 10, and their offense doesn't function like that to get out of that hole.
West Virginia with the ball, they go for it on fourth down, which I like Dana getting aggressive.
I like
it too. He's going for it a lot more on fourth down, which is a good attitude. I think the team kind of feeds off of that. You want to win. You're playing to win. Let's go get it. So they got it for first down. Sills drops the touchdown pass. I feel like he's got a –
that was
the
case that
of
was
the
yips,
sun. But he's been dropping a few balls lately. I'm not saying he's not good because he is awesome, but he's dropping a few. And you never know if that'll – actually, you know what? This one did cost him because TCU got an INT.
That's right, the very next play.
The very next play
after
that drop.
Yeah, I think I said his last podcast. I just feel like his hands should be better. He catches a lot of everything.
Oh, he's amazing.
I don't want to see him drop anything.
No,
I want 99 out of 100 balls.
He probably could, but it's that one that's
– yeah.
But for the touchdown.
We'll go back to, you know, wind, sun,
yeah,
cold, hands, gloves, I don't know. But, yes, he did drop it, and instantly Greer threw it. Well, it was a tip ball pick, and you couldn't really see him catch it and
INT,
dive it on the ground. Either way,
it was a touchdown, it wouldn't have mattered.
INT, and, you know, probably better field position than they've had all day for TCU on that one.
Lucky for us, we started going a little bit of tempo, and McCoy hit us up with a 33-yard touchdown, and that gave us the lead 10-3.
Yeah, it was a nice hole.
Yes, it was.
It was a good cut, and it was a great run. Like, that was the McCoy that I thought we would see all year. It was, you know, the offensive line did what they were supposed to do. I mean, our defense kept giving us very good field position. Not turnovers,
yes,
but just TCU's pinned, and
I feel like
until
in the
they
punt. Ours was like, our average was around like the 40-yard line,
yeah.
I feel like going.
That's so why I was surprised that we weren't scoring, but yes, yeah. I wasn't worried that we weren't going to score. But yeah, we had great field position, so I was like, eventually something's going to click. And it was our running game at first, which is awesome, because that's what I wanted to get going, and they took advantage of it.
Well, McCoy's touchdown was kind of the start of it, because on that next kickoff, they kind of had that weird, like, you fair catch it, and you get the ball at, like, what, the 20, 25-yard line, but now kickers are trying to be cute. And either they kick it out of bounds, or they kind of kick it into like a zone where no one's at around the 10-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the ball's there, it's live, it touches the ground, it's a live ball. And that's exactly what happened. They messed around, they dove on it, it kept kind of fumbling out, and we jumped on it. Gave us great field position at, I think, was what, the 17-yard line.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was part of like sun and wind, where he laid that thing perfectly, where it dropped and it bounced
the wind
right towards the sideline. Not at him, not anywhere near the end. It just bounced the wrong way for him. And yeah, you know, fumbling, bumbling, we jumped on the ball.
Sills dropped another touchdown.
Yes.
Right after that. But Pettaway had a TD run, and that put West Virginia up 17-3. Good to see. Right before halftime, I have the drive started about the 2:13 mark. Pettaway hit us up with a long run to start it off, and then Greer pump fakes, and then hits West Virginia boy Wesco. Tight end TD.
He was wide open.
Wide
was
open.
There like, was there busted coverage, or
no,
he slipped out and didn't get
the
seen?
The safety bit on that pump to the wideout. And then there was no one else, because the safety, that was his man, I'm pretty sure. And then it was over. It was awesome.
Walked into the end zone.
Yep.
But
easy,
I mean,
pitch and catch. Touchdown.
That's crazy. I mean, the first, 25 minutes or so, we didn't score. And now we're just lighting up the scoreboard here left and right, taking advantage of good field position.
Going right before halftime, coming out with another touchdown to put us up 24-3. Halftime, pretty much my notes are like, started off slow, now we're just rolling. We're humming at the moment.
No, it was nice. It was like, it clicked. 5 minutes left in the second quarter, it clicked for us. And then here we go. Here comes West Virginia, and this is what you like to see.
So TCU gets the ball coming out of halftime, and once again, those kickoffs into the wind. TCU returner had a little bit of problems.
Yeah, hands, face, something face got mask. In the way. Yeah, tried to catch it with his face. So they got horrible, horrible field position coming out of that.
Help.
No, it's not going to help the
building
offense.
Momentum that way. Obviously, it did not, as the quarterback was in the end zone and got pressured by Stills and threw it away. Safety.
It was awesome.
26-10. Oh, to 3. Sorry, jumped the gun.
Yes. But yeah, Stills got in there, caused them to throw it. There was no one in the middle of the field. He was in the end zone, so they gave the intentional grounding. It's good. Our defense was giving.
We're rolling.
It was Collins.
Everything is clicking.
He's their starter, but he did not. He looked shaky. He looked cold. If that's helpful. I don't know what it's like down there in Texas at the moment, but
I assume warm.
It was cold in West Virginia. His face was chapped, and yeah, we were all over him.
All right, Gruer comes back out, and then he hits Sims for a 46-yard strike, and then McCoy has a TD run to put West Virginia up 33-3.
That was a good throw and catch.
Yes,
Sims.
It was.
But he gets hurt a lot.
I think it was that hip issue that he had. Like,
he landed on the hard, but landing on the hard ground like that. I'm
Every
assuming
time he
it
gets tackled or he lays out and rolls up on that hip, it makes me a little nervous. He's usually limping after a play, but
hips are no joke.
He was out there. He's out there.
Oh no, he's out there. It was a great throw, great catch. It was nice getting down the field on it. I think it was one of our biggest plays of the day. It was nice.
So TCU hits a 28-yard touchdown, and that's where the 10 points comes in. So it's TCU 10, West Virginia 33. Greer starts hitting Jennings on a fourth down for a first down. Greer goes back to Wesco, and then Greer hit Jennings on a crossing route for a touchdown to put West Virginia up to 40-10.
That's nice. Go back to their score. I didn't think they would even broke the three if that punt goes off Keith Washington's foot. And I felt bad because Sills is like, move, and he covered his head, but didn't know where the ball was, and that gave them phenomenal field position. Of course, he hit Rager because
he's what did, as Rager had 11 receptions for 150 and a touch.
Jesus.
That's
he
a day.
Was, yeah, and I contain that kid. He had 18 targets. The other guys had 2 catches on the team. I mean, he just fed him every play. Like, he almost scored on the first drive. He dropped one in the
end zone. And you would assume that that has to be with some sort of double coverage or a shadow because he's the only one doing anything, so why not put a safety up top?
But without that field position, I mean, it could have been another field goal. But yeah, absolutely, we manhandled him. And the defense, you know, you can only you give up one to him on 18 targets. That's fine. We'll take that.
Going into the fourth quarter, Greer finally connects with Sills on a slant TD. Did you see the celebration afterwards?
Yep.
The chugging, was it a beer? Was it an air beer?
That looked like a shot.
You think shot? I'm saying air beer. They cheersed. Dilly
slap
dilly.
Back of hands. Dilly dilly. Yeah, no. It looked like it was a quick. I was like, maybe it is a beer. Maybe it's a shot.
No, it was good to see. So that put up West Virginia 47-10. Backup Jack Allison comes in. They didn't him open it up. I mean, he handed the ball off a lot.
No, it was a cold day. Run out the clock. Get out of there with the win.
Pitts calls the fumble for West Virginia, so we got the ball back, and pretty much final score was West Virginia 47, TCU 10.
Good win.
It is a good win.
They weren't, you know, they played their type of game, and we eventually got into ours, and we worked on everything. We had running game going, got the passing game going, defense played really well.
I kind of liked the struggle in the beginning, the fact that it was a ball game through the middle of the second quarter, because it's like, if you let teams in the game by not scoring when you have great field position, you know you can still blow them out. You know what I mean? And this is what good teams do, is that they blow out teams that they should beat and that aren't as good as them. And we did that today. So I think this team going forward, we see what's ahead of us. We're there, man. Like, we could playoff push. Here we come.
Yeah, there was no panic. They held their ground.
Oklahoma,
they kept their foot on the gas.
Isn't as invincible as people thought. I mean,
Texas beat
them,
right?
Oklahoma State should have, but they tried to go for 2 at the end of the game, and then lost by 1. We play Oklahoma State next week. What do you think?
I mean, we're on the road. Obviously, I picked us to win.
I had it as a win as well.
I said we'll go in there, get the win, and set ourselves up for Oklahoma. I'm ready.
The showdown.
I am ready. Oklahoma at home with us.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
come
awesome.
To Morgantown. Morgantown's going to be cold. Crazy. And we win that. I assume we probably end up playing them in the Big 12 championship again. Playing them back-to-back, most likely.
It seems that way.
But we got to get there. But I'm impressed with
so weird to me.
How we got back.
Like, if West Virginia plays Oklahoma and then they turn around and play Oklahoma, that's tough.
It is tough. I mean, it's not like we played in the very beginning of the season and then we ended up playing again in the Big 12 championship.
If you have one thing that's clicking, and let's just say you beat Oklahoma, but you did it on the ground that day.
Right.
Well, the next time you're probably not going to be able to do it on the ground that day because they're going to have a totally different game plan. That's tough.
I feel like we have enough talent.
Oh, we have.
They have talent, but we have enough between running backs and receivers, and if our defense can bend, not break, we're going to be in this game.
I'd really like to see Jennings get some more touches and targets. Yeah, I feel like he's kind of underutilized, and Sills is awesome, so why not force feed him the ball? I think Jennings needs a little more love for my tasting.
Yeah, I have this feeling that, yeah, they will be all over Sills for the Oklahoma game, and that he's going to have to find Simmons and Jennings and use these other guys, Sims, Westco, our running backs, our stable of running backs. Like, we're just going to have to use everybody.
And we did today. I think we ran four running backs. I'm pretty sure eight people. I can't say wide receivers because Westco actually led us in receiving, but eight different players caught a pass today. That's spreading the wealth around, so that's good to see. You can't just hone in on one. We have other playmakers.
Yeah, we spread it out. He had, like, everybody was, you know, Westco had five catches, Sill had six, Jennings had five. No one broke 100 yards.
No, I think Westco had, like, 86?
Yeah, and they all scored. McCoy had two, but then they spread out the running. 10 rushes, 13 rushes, 12 rushes, like, you know, 50 yards around the, you know. Everybody did their job, but no one had a phenomenal game. Greer had his 300 yards as usual and three touchdowns because that's what he does.
Don't key in on Sills, Oklahoma's.
Yes, we have
both
multiple.
Of them.
Multiple.
All right, well, I guess let's wrap this up. West Virginia, obviously you see what's in front of you. Make that push. Get better. We'll try and get better. Hit us up at idownthemusket@gmail.com. Until next week, Boop. Let's go.
Mountaineers.